Good evening. I am Shepherd Ambellus. Tonight, I'm going to bring you a story that could shake the foundations of what we believe about our universe. In a stunning new development, the European Space Agency, ESA, has imposed an unprecedented 74-year embargo on spectroscopic data from 3i Atlas's mission, locking it away until January 1st of 2099. While 488 raw sensor files sit in the Planetary Science Archive, with most slated for release by April 2026, this critical dataset remains under wraps for decades. What could they be hiding? Is it a sign of extraterrestrial intelligence, a massive spacecraft, or something else? We're going to be diving into that and more on the show today. I'm also going to cover some news and get into a variety of topics. Ladies and gentlemen, SNAP benefits are delayed due to the government shutdown, and this shutdown continues to affect Americans across the country, and a lot of people just aren't having it. They're fed up with their government, which is supposed to be there to protect them, to help them in times of need, like during disasters like hurricanes and other things, and not take advantage of the populace like we've seen during disasters and in other instances. In fact, like with the new tariffs that the Trump administration imposed, which are ultimately just a tax on the American people. So, according to a Facebook post from the West Virginia Department of Human Services, the United States Department of Agriculture, Food and Nutrition Service has directed DOHS, along with other state SNAP agencies, to delay the issuance of October 2025 SNAP benefits approved on or after October 16th of 2025. So a lot of people are now being made aware of this, and that these SNAP benefits will be delayed due to the shutdown. And there are a lot of people that need these that are not very happy. Also in the news, Fox News reporting, Pam Bondi says Trump absolutely has authority to invoke Insurrection Act to curb Chicago crime. That's right. The attorney general is basically going after the governor of Illinois and Democratic mayors of the cities in and around Chicago. And Pam Bondi, instead of President Donald Trump, absolutely said that Trump has the authority to invoke the Insurrection Act, despite what legal analysts say. And from my research, definitely Trump cannot invoke the Insurrection Act short of an insurrection or a rebellion. And right now, we simply just do not have anything like that, not even with the No Kings protest or the staged government-sponsored Antifa that are typically funded through organizations like USAID and other government-sponsored entities, including New World Order-backed entities like George Soros and various foundations. Now, Attorney General Pam Bondi said that Trump has the authority to do this, but this is just rhetoric that they are setting into the minds of the American people through the media, through the Mockingbird media, and provisions laid into place by the Smith-Mundt Act, which allow propaganda and essentially the government to extort Americans and dupe them on everything that is going on in all history and the whole nine yards. Now, President Trump is, I guess, conducting a radical attack on radiation safety, they're saying. This is a report out of the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists, and this is a renowned publication, and it reads, in May, President Donald Trump issued a series of executive orders that in part require the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission, the NRC, to consider dramatically weakening its radiation protection standard. If federal radiation limits are gutted in the manner urged by the president, the new standard could allow 4 out of 5 people exposed over a 70-year lifetime to develop a cancer they would not otherwise get. So this is going to set precedents for virtually every living American to have cancer in their family and kill people that they know, essentially. So if this is allowed to happen, and President Trump wants to go in and put in these mini nuclear reactors for all of this AI power generation that they need right now, they are diverting power to AI in a rolling blackout and rolling brownout manner in various states, because AI has actually instructed humans in a war against humanity, because Skynet lives. We're in it now. This was the year the Terminator, that Skynet went active, and we're actually in it. And RoboCop is afoot in various cities now. Automated cars, fully autonomous RoboCop type cars, are being rolled out, and next they will have robots deployed, and then armed robots, and so on and so forth. They will have complete smart cities, a control grid, but most of this will all be put in place after the coming disasters and what they know about that is coming with the arrival of the Nibiru Nemesis star system. You can find all of this and more in my book, Hidden Access: Forces Beyond the Visible World. That's available down below in the description. Just click the link. All the other links are down there. And you know, Trump wants to basically make it to where these standards are lowered with the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, which will allow a lot more low-dose radiation to seep into the bodies of the American people, like guinea pigs. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You will become the test subject. Your government is not only spraying you with toxic poisons and chemicals through chemtrails, they're now going to be actually conducting nuclear radioactive tests and dispersals onto the general population. Now, California's earthquake simulation trailer preps residents for the big one. They're saying an earthquake simulator called the Shake Trailer is making a tour in the state of California this week, and it's causing some shockwaves, no pun intended. California has 500 active fault lines that create thousands of small tremors every year. Experts have predicted major earthquakes could be disastrous for the state. The big one could kill as many as 1,800 people and cause $200 billion in damages, which would bankrupt many insurance companies, causing a downward spiral of the economy. And ladies and gentlemen, they're not only expecting this in California, they are drilling for this all over the country, as they think it's splitting in half, and especially in the New Madrid seismic zone, where the middle of the U.S. could be hit by a huge earthquake. I'm going to roll some of this audio. Let's take a listen.
The west coast of the United States is an earthquake hotspot for the country. Everyone expects the big one to hit California at some point in the future. But within the heart of the United States is one of the country's least understood but most seismically active regions, the New Madrid Seismic Zone. Here's why this area will suffer from a series of devastating earthquakes in the future, and what will happen when they hit. Welcome to Geography by Jeff. Today we're off to explore the New Madrid Seismic Zone, a region of the country that most don't expect to have a large earthquake, but is going to shake, rattle, and roll at some point in the future. And when it does, people in this part of the country will have a difficult time recovering. But first, this week's podcast episode is all about Pangaea, the megacontinent that would eventually split apart to create all of the landmasses we know and love today. As you can imagine, this is going to be an incredible episode exploring the historic geography of our world and how things continue to be connected by its historic roots. You can watch that episode right now on YouTube or on whatever app you use to listen to podcasts that serves as a crucial artery for commerce, agriculture, and transportation.
The Mississippi River.
The river's floodplain, characterized by rich, fertile soils, has historically supported extensive agricultural development, with vast fields of cotton, soybeans, and other crops stretching across the landscape. Adjacent to the river, the terrain rises gently into the Ozark Plateau to the west and the Appalachian Mountains to the east, providing a stark contrast to the flat floodplains. These uplands, with their rugged hills and forests, offer a different aspect of the region's physical geography, showcasing the variety of habitats and ecosystems present in the area. The Ozarks.
So basically, in and around the Arkansas-Missouri region would be the epicenter. And they're saying that these earthquakes can happen over there and cause a major disaster. So just all sorts of disaster training going on. We're going to be talking about the modified FEMA trailers that turn into prison camps. And this is no joke. This is mainstream media. And they've used these in other countries. They're getting ready to deploy all of this in the U.S. They're getting ready to deploy soldiers on the street and the whole nine yards. Guys, was the wow signal emitted from 3i Atlas? Avi Loeb says he thinks so. The signal detected August 15th of 1977 was a strong narrowband radio signal that Ohio State University's Big Ear radio telescope detected. So the signal designated the WOW signal originated from the sky coordinates of right ascension 19 hours, 25 minutes, 291 degrees.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
A declination of 27. Negative 27 degrees, and this came in on August 12th of 1977. This WOW signal, separated by approximately 4 degrees in RA and 8 degrees in DEC from the direction of 3i Atlas, which isn't very much. The chance of the two random directions in the sky being aligned to that level is about 0.6%, Avi Loeb is saying. So, more indications that, something is going on with this 3i Atlas. And NPR reporting that a classified network of SpaceX satellites is emitting a mysterious signal. I mean, almost like the WOW signal, but a little different. They're saying a constellation of classified defense satellites built by the commercial company SpaceX is emitting a mysterious signal that may violate international standards. And according to NPR, satellites associated with the Starshield satellite network appear to be transmitting to Earth's surface on frequencies normally used for doing the exact opposite, sending the commands from Earth to space. So this is kind of like a reverse operation, and they're using these frequencies for a downlink data runs, and people want to know what is going on with that. A tweet went out today talking about how 3i Atlas has been embargoed on the European Space Agency website, ESA's website. And the link is in the description. You guys can go to it and see it all there. But basically, the data is being locked away until January 1st of 2099. A 74-year embargo would be exactly what they applied on the Roswell crash until the recent disclosure of UAPs. And so all of this ties into an above JFK status level of security protection, a layer, a blanket of secrecy, a top secret X-file. It all ties into the Atlas project. And guys, this government shutdown has affected NASA, and it's by design. Make no mistake. NASA will send approximately 15,000 of its 18,218 civil servants home without pay as long as the government remains closed. But not by mistake, they're not releasing data either. It's the same type of embargo that the ESA has on their data. We already know that NASA's satellite captured high resolution images from the Mars orbiter. And now the New York Post is reporting that a Manhattan-sized interstellar object known as 3i Atlas, obviously, is emitting metal alloy never seen in nature. They're saying Avi Loeb, the Harvard scientist, is saying that new images of the mysterious object taken by the Keck 2 telescope in Hawaii in August and released Wednesday confirm the interstellar flyer is emitting a plume which contains 4 grams of nickel per second with no evidence of iron. This is unheard of in comets. Another sign that this interstellar traveler might be some type of advanced alien probe. Now the question is this thing going to continue on its path, or is it going to hang a right and head toward Earth in time for Christmas? That's what we'll have to find out. We'll probably get an October surprise around Halloween as Earth-based astronomers get closer images of what NASA is saying is merely a comet. Guys, military is planning to fire artillery over a California freeway, and they're wanting to do this today. I guess they might have even have already done it. And this is happening in Southern California on a section of Interstate 5 where they're doing this test firing of this 155 millimeter artillery shells. They're going to launch them over the freeway in Southern California as a demonstration at Camp Pendleton to celebrate the Marine Corps 250th anniversary. Trump is asking the Supreme Court to allow a troop deployment to the Chicago area because it is not constitutional. And so he is actually having to ask the Supreme Court. So if that is not allowed and they don't do it as part of some type of continuity of government effort, then the administration will, using the Pentagon, have to stage an insurrection or a rebellion to get their martial law. We already have troop deployments on the streets in various cities in and around America and rapid response deployment teams ready to fight crime and unruly red listers, which they're already rounding up, and this is all in the mainstream media, as part of what is known as the Rex 84 program. This program was put to place back during the Ronald Reagan presidency, during the Iran-Contra era. They had Oliver North in there building these camps. Now they're using them, activating them. It's part of the $160 billion budget they got. They built Alligator Alcatraz. Trump wanted to reopen Alcatraz itself. And they're claiming it's not for Americans. It's for illegal citizens that they should be deporting. But tell me, how does that make sense? If you're supposed to be deporting illegal citizens, why would you house them at a secret prison in Alcatraz? It sounds like where they're going to house, potentially exterminate red listers. I don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, if you find a red dot on your mailbox or see a red X or some type of red marking on your curb in front of your home, you could be targeted for extermination on the red list or for Roundup. Guys, the government has extreme plans to go in during any type of disaster and get their people out, get them into underground bases. And one of them is the Atlas plan. And the Atlas is the very pillar that holds up the earth. Could Atlas be holding up the new earth? Let's play this Rex 84 martial law clip and then we'll talk a little more. Here we go.
Martial law portions of Rex 84 were outlined in a 1982 memo written by FEMA Deputy John Brinkerhoff. Martial law was to be declared in the event of a national crisis, yet the plan did not define the term national crisis. The plan allowed FEMA to take control of both federal and state governments, appointing military commanders to replace duly elected officials. The plan also called for the rounding up of at least 21 million American Negroes for delivery to numerous military bases converted into prison centers, also known as FEMA relocation camps. Why? Because at that time, African Americans were classified as one of the largest threats to the continuity of the federal government. Who does the federal government consider the biggest threat these days?
Why do you think
folks,
they're in Chicago?
We've got a very serious situation here. I'm holding what is called the right-wing extremism, current economic and political climate, fueling resurgence and radicalization and recruitment. And in it, we talked about the fact that they define pro-lifers as domestic terrorists. They put this in a Department of Homeland Security document, this official assessment, now saying pro-lifers, people that believe in end-time prophecies, people that are opposed to the administration's position on immigration, those of us that are standing up for the sanctity of life and for the sanctity of marriage, all of those are now potential, and this is what they're saying, domestic terrorists.
It's a terrorist next door that could be our bigger threat.
They call people who believe in the sanctity of life, who believe in owning firearms, who believe in serving their country in the military and coming back, who are very concerned about the policies that this nation is embarking on, spending too much money, taxing too much. It's all listed right here. These are the domestic right-wing extremists.
1 million names under the watchful eye of the United States. America's so-called terrorist watch list has hit the record number, according to one of the country's most prominent civil liberties groups.
That's a lot of people to keep track of. They're adding new people all the time.
It's a secret list that you don't know really quite how one gets on, and you don't know how you get off.
Says in 1987, a far more complete...
Oh, I knew it was bad, but this is bad. This is going to be bad. You know, I just realized they're going to turn these portable FEMA shelters into prison camps. And that's how they're going to do it. They got these portable earthquake shelters. Japan's done this. It's resorted to opening a prison to those left homeless after the earthquakes, and they put these homeless in the prisons for a couple of years, or in a camp, and people that were affected by an earthquake, right? which we're going to see a lot of in the United States because the government's preparing for all of this as the Nemesis star system arrives. Guys, you got to get my book, Hidden Access, Forces Beyond the Visible World. It explains all of this. Also, my film, Shackled to Silence. Become a Subscribestar member. Subscribestar.com/Shep. Subscribestar.com/SHEP. Go there now. Become a member. Look, they're going to take these portable FEMA containers with barred windows, and once they get people in them, they'll just wire them off into a camp, and that'll be that. It'll be game over. Guys, things are getting weird. I'll be back on tomorrow. We're going to see where this all goes. This is a continuing saga. Them holding this embargo at ESA on the Atlas data. Some people saying that's completely normal. It'll only last a year and this and that. You know, it won't. This is a 74-year embargo over alien technology, in my opinion. So they must have definitely confirmed something. We've all seen the images, the square-edged object that is arriving, known as 3-Eye Atlas. I'll be back on air. Support the show. Grab my book. This show archives on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Go there.